through the whole club, even the academy, they're on a really good rich vein of form as well. I think four clean sheets out the last five. I know Neil Woods is moving on, and I'd like to wish him all the best. He's been great for the club. He's carried the philosophy forward, and it's something which whoever comes into place will have to buy into. And that, when we looked at it 4 or 5 years ago, building a philosophy, that's the exact reason why when we need to employ, it's much easier to employ because they have to fit into what we do. So this will be another case for that. So great, that's coming to the first team. It's always nice when you're winning, but I'd like to think that we send the same messages even when we haven't got the right result. And that's the key, I think. It's the fact that the players know exactly what's expected, and now they're starting to come up with the goods.
I mean, is it a case of just having more time to work with them and everybody's getting used to one another? Is it as straightforward as that, do you think?
Yeah, of course, there's several components, but that is a big one. It's always easier for me and my staff if we can work with the same team. I know people talk about rotations and everything else, but the fitness of my lads is they can handle Saturday, Tuesday. We've done that. The difficulty you've got is early season, you're doing that without a real stable group to pick from, and that's when it becomes a little bit more difficult. I think Jimmy was out for 4 to 5 weeks. He's come back into the team. Jason's playing at right back. Joe stepped into midfield and offloads Adam, so Frank Musa now can last much longer. Kieran's dependable every week. Then you've got Simeon, Amma, Andreas working off that. We've got Osborne to come into the mix. We've got George Dobson, a bit of youth, Kinsella, Jordan Sainz. So there's a lot of real good youth mixed with a real good experience, and that's the key. The key for me is that we share the workload and we've got a really good mixture.
And Erhun has turned into a talisman for you. Obviously, his couple of goals at Swindon have got a lot of attention this week, quite rightly.
Yeah, I thought he deserves it. We brought him in for that. We brought him in to score goals, assists as well. I think at the end of it, if I look forward, we brought him in for his assists mainly, and then to get 10. But obviously, he's above that expectation at the moment, which is great for him. And his first thought from that, the first one, I thought, great vision, great anticipation to get onto the pass. But I thought the second one was sublime. And again, I think he'd get goal of the season already with that one. It's his work ethic that's really key for me, Rob. I think he's the way he's working for the team off the ball. He's the one who sets for the press, and then he gets his rewards of his goals. So the goals are great, but I think they're the icing on the cake. I think the main ingredients are his application and his work ethic for the team.
And he's a great technician, and his low centre of gravity means that he's quite difficult to mark as well as an opposition player, isn't he?
Yeah, when I played, I never liked it. I'd give me a 6'2" strapping centre forward any day, because suddenly they don't go under the radar and you can keep an eye on him. But it's hard. You stay off him, then he runs at you, or do you get tight, but then actually he enjoys that. He enjoys the contact because then he uses you to roll. So that's what makes a good player. He drops in and out, and he's got a little bit of freedom, as long as then when it turns over, he gets himself back in and works for the team. And that's it. Keep it simple for him and let him just play his game.
So big home game this weekend against Coventry. He'll obviously bring a few with it being just down the road. So looking forward to that. I mean, obviously they've had an upturn in fortunes recently now that Mark Venus has taken over.
Yeah, it's pre-season, you'd said they're probably one of the favourites. Didn't work out for Tony. He knows the reasons why. A few things have been said, but you can imagine if a new gaffer comes in, Mark's come in and probably give it all right. That's it. Clean slate. Let's just start from now, and then he'll pick a team from the players that want to play, and you can see that. You can see that the last couple of games I've watched, probably their last three, and they're starting to click now. Individually, they've got some really talented players. They're becoming more robust, more defensive, and it'll be a difficult game, but let's face it, we're giving everybody a difficult game at the moment. So I respect Mark and his team when they come to us, but we'll be looking to carry this run on and see if we can just cause them a lot of problems.
And the players should hopefully rise to the derby atmosphere as well.
Yeah, bumper crowd. We got a few at the end of last year, didn't we? But we haven't really got the place rocking this year yet. This might be the first. It comes off of the back of a good run of form from us, 4 wins and a draw. One loss in 9. I thought the away fans at Swindon were excellent, vocal right through. So a bit of a challenge now. So can you come now, and we'll try and outperform Coventry on the pitch. Can you come and out-sing the Coventry supporters on the terraces? And if we can do that, and hopefully we'll both be successful.
Because you both had similar runs, haven't you?
Yeah, they'll be coming. I always look at it. I sit back when I'm analysing and think, what will they be thinking of us? What will they be trying to do to stop our momentum? But sometimes you can have the best plans in the world, and it's how you cope with adversity is the key for me. How do we cope with it when it doesn't go to plan and your game plan isn't working? How quickly can we switch it and try something different? And I think that's what we're doing really well now. We're we're doing the ugly stuff really well, but when we've got momentum, we're also keeping the ball really well and creating opportunities. So that's the key.
And personnel-wise, how's Simeon Jackson now? Is he fully fit again now?
Simeon's training today. Kevin Toney got a slight knock on his ankle. He's back in today. The lads came through the reserve game unscathed, so we'll have Isaiah Osborne, George back into the fray. Liam Kinsella will be back. Matt Preston, Corey Roberts played really well. Josh Ginelli got 90 minutes under his belt. So Amadou Bakayoko's trained with us all week. So a really good, strong squad. Flo Cavelli is still going to be a few weeks away. I'm giving him a bit more time. Reece Flanagan's doing really well with his running protocol. Maz Cuillar's 1 week into his now, so all positives for me. And problem again is what team I pick from. So I'll put a session on today to see who tries to push for a starting position on Saturday.